From a cubby at the edge of the padding, Ed pulled out a display and expanded it. With some commands, he dialed in Cumberland's cameras. He zoomed right in on the mountains 1,000 kilometers below. There were streaks of clouds, but he still had a clear view of a group of converging glaciers. 3 of them. Each gigantic themselves, but coalescing into an enormous river of ice. It had to be 40 kilometers across. Parallel lines of plucked rock ran along the surface, some thick, some barely visible. A real treat. There were a few glaciers left in Antarctica, but nothing else, really. Nothing even close to this substantial. There were other worlds that Ed had visited with glaciers, but nothing like this. "Pristine," he whispered. So why was it alive and dead? Why were there signatures of life atmospheric composition, radio signals, orbital structures, but nothing here now? The atmosphere seemed right, but the signals had vanished. The structures in orbit had gone. Where? Why? Ed focused back on the display, trying to just enjoy the spectacle of the glacier. "Linklater," a voice said through the comms. "When you're done gawping, it would be useful to have you back here on the bridge. We're getting data sets." Carol Irvine, first officer. They were a crew of 6, mostly compatible, sometimes not. Mostly, the not involved Carol. Irascible, grumpy, and perpetually tired, Ed did his best to avoid her. "On my way," he said. They were coming up on the Terminator, day turning into night. What they'd expected was lights, city lights, as with anywhere. Perhaps these aliens truly slumbered at night, or did not require any lights to find their way around. Too much to speculate on, really. After the gradation of twilight, the darkness was complete, obscuring stars, looking like something that could swallow you up. Ed watched as they drew close. With this high in orbit, their travel was relatively slow. The Terminator crept up. "Linklater," Carol said, voice a little piercing. "Perhaps you could join us. We need your eyes over these data sets."
"On my..."
Ed broke off. Out there, he'd seen a light. Just a glint, out there in the darkness. It had to be bright to be visible from so far off. He jumped as the klaxon sounded, a noisy, repeating blare. "What?"
"Missile alert,"
Ferris Schmidt said. Navigator and co-pilot, she was real good, observant, quick.
"Missile alert," Ed said.
The light was growing brighter, bigger, closer.
Ed cursed.
He started to back out of the observation cell. Held. Looked again. The light was much too close. Then it filled his view. Everything went white.